Blog Talk Radio.
All right, people, I'm back. I got disconnected, people. Oh, my God. The devil would love for me to shut up. He would love for me to shut up and stop talking about the law of the God of Israel. You notice he took it out the earth for a very, very long time. He told everybody that the law was dead and gone away, and the law of the land been running with that ever since. So he would love for me to shut up. He would love for me to shut up about the God of Israel, his name, the children of Israel, that they not dead, they still alive. He would love for me to shut up about teaching the 613 laws. I can't shut up. I cannot shut up. I was preserved for this. I was preserved for this time and this hour, and I must continue to do what the God of Israel want me to do. I don't care how much opposition I get, how much opposition I have. I must continue to do what I got to do. He would love to keep me in a room somewhere closed in with my mouth shut, but I would never let him shut me up. So I'm back, people. I am back. We must establish the 613 laws. So in the midst of me getting cut off, I wasn't cut off. It was just something happened that shouldn't have happened, but I'm not going to even go into that. I'm just glad that I'm back and I'm live again. So go back to the other audio, number 24 of the same, and you can hear me singing or, you know, you can go into what I was saying before I got disconnected. So we're going to pick it up at law number 440 of the 613 laws, the temple, the sanctuary, and the sacred objects. That's what we are teaching you about, the temple, sanctuary, and sacred objects. Because the God of Israel wants you to know all your temples and all your sanctuaries that you got set up all over this earth are pagan. They are pagan, and they to other gods, and they to the wrong God. So he want you to know that. And that's why I must establish the law to show you, bishop, pastor, elder, and all y'all leaders, what y'all are doing is straight up paganism, and it's a straight up abomination against the God that put you in this earth. That's the only way you're going to see your fault. That's the only way you're going to see and understand, people, what you are doing is wrong, when I bring forth the law, what is written on the Hebrew scrolls, what you're supposed to do and what you cannot do. Law number 440. That he who in error makes unlawful use of sacred things shall make restitution of the values of his trespass and add a fifth. Leviticus 5:16. God's law versus the law of the land, all 613 laws in the Bible, the sanctuary, audio 24. This is Sister Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, Elisheba. Again, I am the prophet of the God of Israel. His name is Ahiah. Let's pick it up at Leviticus 5:16 for law 440. Leviticus 5:16, people. And he shall make amends for the harm that he have done, and the holy thing, and shall add the fifth part thereto, and give it unto the priest. Last Saturday, we was teaching more about the sanctuary, the altar, the way the God of Israel wanted the altar to be built, how you couldn't go up on stairs and steps to the sanctuary, how he did not want any stairs in his sanctuary to go up to the altar. Last week, we covered all of that. So if you want to understand and know how the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, want his sanctuary and his altar to be built, Bishop, You need to go back to audio number 23. Apostle, prophets, and all of y'all. Go back to audio 23 to understand that. So we're going to continue with our teaching on the temple, the sanctuary, and the sacred objects. And he shall make amends for the harm. Call in number 661-244-9831. Call in if you want to. And he shall make amends for the harm that he have done. And the holy things, and shall add the fifth part thereof, and give it unto the priest. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him. See, the priest, the Levite, the Leviticus priesthood, which is the Haitians in the earth today. Y'all see them people down at the Mexico borders? That's the priest. The Levites, they are the priests, the Haitians. Okay? I know that's shocking y'all out, right? I know it's shocking y'all out, right? Somebody got to be the children of Israel because they're not dead. Somebody in this earth must be the children of Israel. It's 12 tribes. Levi is just one tribe. Somebody in this earth is God's holy seed in this earth, his holy people, the people that he chose out of Egypt and led them to the wilderness. Someone must be those people because they are not dead. They are still alive. So the priest is the Levite. And right here, Leviticus 5:16, he said, the priest shall make an atonement for him with a ram of the trespass offering. Of the trespass offering. I can hear a lot of y'all talking right now. Oh, what that sister talking about? Christ is, you know, he's a new sacrifice. Jesus. Jesus. He's a new sacrifice. We don't have to burn no animals. We don't have to have no atonement. We don't have to have no priest because he's the high priest. Wrong again. That's what the law of the land, your religion, the law of the land that was set up by your governments have taught you people. Madness. Absolutely madness. And religion that don't make sense, that don't match the Hebrew scrolls. We serving a Hebrew God. He have a Hebrew scrolls, which is his law, and all the 12 tribes are Hebrews. All of them. You see the Haitians, they Hebrews. They are Hebrews. Okay? That's who they are. They are the Leviticus priesthood in the earth. That's over here on this side of earth of the world in slavery, in captivity. Because they got kicked out. We all got kicked out of Jerusalem. And that's how we got here. On ships and boats. So, yeah. Look that history up, Bishop. That understanding up, Pastor. Look it up. Look it up. So the priests, the Levites, the Haitians in the earth, they had to make atonement for the children of Israel when they sinned against the God of Israel, when they disobeyed the God of Israel, so the God of Israel wouldn't kill them in the wilderness. Without the trespass offering, without the ram, the atonement for their sins, atonement, Leviticus 5:16. It's the atonement, Hebrew number 3722, to cover, cleanse, pacify, cancel the children of Israel's sins. Yes, you've been taught that Jesus paid it all. Jesus is the high priest. You don't need no more animals. All you need is Jesus. All you need to do is love Jesus. That's what you've been taught. The only reason I told you people last week, the only reason that we are not operating the way the Torah and the Mitzvot and the covenant tell us to operate, because the children of Israel is in slavery right now to the Gentiles all over the earth. That's why we're not in our own land, operating the way that the God of Israel set up in the earth for us to operate. It ain't got nothing to do with the law done away and it's dead and it don't exist. It have absolutely nothing to do with that. It have everything to do that we got kicked out of Jerusalem for our disobedience, for our wickedness, and for serving other gods. So, of course, we're not in our land. We cannot do what the Torah have wrote for us to do because we're not there. We are scattered all over the earth. It's many scriptures in the Bible where the God of Israel told Moses and all the prophets that he was going to scatter the children of Israel. And they was going to serve their enemies, the Gentiles. And that's exactly where we are right now, serving our enemies, the Gentiles. So no, people, you'll never get nowhere on this side of the earth. I'm just letting you know. You will never, ever, ever get nowhere on this side of the earth. Why? Because you in captivity. You in slavery. You curse with a curse. We got all kind of sickness and disease and pain and poverty and hunger and all kind of stuff going on. Why? Because we are cursed with a curse for going against our God. And your Jesus can't help you, and your Buddha can't help you, and your Allah can't help you, and your Yah and not and Jehovah and none of your gods can help you. Baal, which is Jehovah, back in ancient times, couldn't even help the children of Israel. That's who they was burning incense to and calling on and going off on the God of Israel for Baal and Ashtaroth. Mary today in the earth, in the Catholic Church. Guadalupe, they call her, in Mexico. Over there in the Caribbean, in the South, and South America, North America, Central America. She is Guadalupe, Maria, Ceramicis, Astral in ancient times. So no, that's why you don't have the priest. Aaron is the priest, and he will always be the priest. His tribe will always be the priest, and no one will ever take that place. I don't care how much the law of this land tell you to set up your theologian Bible schools and your institution teaching you another God and another way and another law and a God with all kind of names. I don't care how much they do that. The God of Israel law stands today. The God of Israel priests, the Levites, the Haitians stand today. And he's going to pour a remnant up out of the New World Order to go back to Jerusalem and serve their God and reestablish the covenant and the law and everything that he told us to do. He will reestablish it with the remnant in Jerusalem, Palestine, up in the holy mountains. So you can come on with it. Come on with it. Whatever you got, come with it. Come with it. Because I'm in the prophetic. Ain't no man taught me nothing. Everything that I'm telling you, the God of Israel taught me. And the Holy Spirit. And the holy angels. I'm in the prophetic. No one told me nothing. I am being taught as I teach you by the God of all gods. And his name is a higher. I am. In English. Let's go to the next law now. Let's go to the, y'all better watch out for the priests. Y'all people better watch out for the priests, the Haitians. I'm telling you, because they not on them borders and up under them bridges for no reason. You better watch out messing with them people. I'm telling y'all, all y'all governments and mayors and all y'all people, y'all better watch out for messing with the priest, man, because the God of Israel, the God of all gods, the God of the Hebrew nation, you better watch out. You better watch out because he's not going to let you hurt the remnant. That's the 10%. Next law, law number 441. To remove the ashes, to remove the ashes from the altar. Leviticus 6:3. Only the priest could remove the altar, the ashes from the altar. All your churches are pagan. All your temples are pagan. All of them is not of the God of Israel. Every last one of them people. You're not operating under the order of the Leviticus priesthood. It's a way you serve the God of Israel. It's a way you present yourself to a holy God. That's why he told the children of Israel when he delivered them out of Egypt. Y'all better be careful, Israel, and do what I tell you to do. Do exactly what Moses is telling y'all to do. Because if you don't do what Moses tells you to do, I'm going to hurt y'all people. I am going to hurt y'all. I'm going to kill y'all, you and your children. So I'm warning you. And they went against him, and he hurt them, just like he said he was going to do. Next law. Law number 441. Let's go to Leviticus 6:3. Let me pick it up at verse 1. And Ahiah spake unto Moses, the prophet, saying, I know when I was in the Christian church, they taught me that Moses was a pastor. A lot of them churches believe that Moses was a pastor. Madness. Theologian, Bible, seminary, school, up to the madness. If a soul sinned, Moses, and commit a trespass against Ahiah, I'm reading Leviticus 6, verse 2 now, for law number 441, and lie unto his neighbor, and that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or have deceived his neighbor. Leviticus 6:3 is the one that I want to bring out to you. Or have found that which was lost and lied concerning it and swear falsely. And in all these that I, in all these that a man doeth sinning therein. You cannot lie to neighbor. The children of Israel was not allowed to lie to one another. If they lied to one another, it was up under the law, the penalty that they had to pay for lying. You cannot lie to your neighbor. Our neighbors are the children of Israel, not the Gentiles. The Gentiles are strangers to us. That's what the God of Israel called them, strangers. They are not the children of Israel, neighbors. My neighbor is Benjamin, the Jamaicans. My neighbor is Issachar, the Mexicans. My neighbor is Zebulun, the Panamanians. My neighbor is Manasseh, the Cubans. My neighbor is Nephilim, the Hawaiians, my neighbor. It's the Guatemalans, Zebulon. That's my neighbor. And that's who the God of Israel told the children of Israel, told Moses to tell them, don't lie to one another. Don't swear falsely, Israel. Don't, yes, you are allowed to swear, Hebrews. You've been taught by your Christian churches and all your organizations that it is a sin to swear. Are you people mad when all through the Torah, the children of Israel had to swear? Even Abraham swore. Jacob swore. Isaac swore. They all swore. Noah and all the rest of them. But you're going to go to the New Testament where they injected that, do not swear at all. And they said the Son of God said. The Son of God ain't said nothing like that. That's an injection. The Son of God will never say nothing that don't fit the God of Israel, his Father, law, and covenant. He'll never say it. And that's what you people don't understand, and that's what you people don't know. Swearing is simply just making a vow to the God of Israel. Swear is Hebrew number right here in Leviticus 6:3-7, 6, 5, 0 to be complete. By use only as the normative to seven oneself, that is swear. And you got to close the vow and you got to complete the vow saying it seven times. It's a declaration. A declaration, they say, seven times. A jure, charge, oath. Feed to the full by mistake, taking an oath. Swear. Seven times, declaration. That's how the children of Israel had to make their vows to the God of all gods. Ahayah is his name. Y'all don't know nothing about that. You don't know nothing about that. What God are y'all talking to? You're not talking to the God of Israel. Y'all know who you're talking to. You know exactly who you're talking to. Your God named Jesus. Let me keep going. Law number 442. To keep fire always. I'm sorry, I missed one here. Law number 441, to remove the ashes from the altar. Let me get that. 6:3, we read that. Law number 442, Leviticus 6:6. Let's go all the way down to verse 6. Same chapter. Same chapter, people. Law number 443, not to extinguish the fire on the altar. And he shall bring, talking about Aaron, the priest, and his sons. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto Ahayah, a ram. Excuse me. Let me get some water. It says right here. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto Ahayah, a ram without blemish. A ram without blemish. Ram. You don't even see rams around here, this side of the earth. I ain't never seen a ram. You got to go back to Jerusalem. You got to go back to the east to see animals like that. A ram without blemish out of the flock without estimation for a trespass offering unto the priest. Unto the priest. Yes, the Son of God, Yeshua, came into the earth. Yes, he brought salvation. Yes. Yes, he brought salvation. Yes, he brought mercy. Yes, he brought grace.
Hello?
I'm on the radio. I call you back. I'm on the radio again today. Yes, he bought salvation. But you must understand, Bishop. You must understand, people. What he came to do is set the law in order. Because the children of Israel was going off. They was going off following all kind of paganism, all kind of stuff. He died for the children of Israel so they can have a way back to the Father. He didn't come to change no law and none of that stuff y'all believe. He only came to bring a better covenant, which that covenant that he brought is that the covenant that he brought is that when you sin and do wrong, the God of Israel will have mercy on you, kill you like he killed the children of Israel. That's the better covenant that he brought. But he didn't come to do away with no law and no precepts and the covenant and none of that. Next law, law number 444, that a priest shall not enter the sanctuary with this, honey, excuse me, Carl, could you turn the light on? It's going to get dark. I can't see. I can't see now. It's getting dark. Excuse me, people. That a priest should not enter the sanctuary with disheveled hair. Disheveled hair. Leviticus 10:6. That's okay. I don't need the other one. Leviticus 10:6, people. Law number 444. It's talking about the hair of the priest. How he had to come in the sanctuary with his hair. No, he didn't have no bald head. The priest did not have a bald head. The priest did not have no short haircut, tapered and all that stuff that y'all wear. T.D. Jakes and all the rest of y'all with y'all tapers and all that stuff, your bald heads, talking about y'all standing before the God of Israel. Don't y'all know, people, if the Son of God wouldn't have came, y'all would be dead right now. You'll be dead right now, instantly. And y'all are dead spiritually. You already dead. So Leviticus 10:6, it says, talking about of the priests. And Moses said unto Aaron and unto Eleazar and to Atamar, his sons, uncover not your heads. Should I say it again, men? Should I say it again, Crafto Dalek? Should I say it again, Benny Hinn? Should I say it again? Hebrew Israelite, G-O-C-C-I-C-E, and all of y'all that say y'all the new priests. Should I say it again? You're not keeping the law. You're keeping a doctrine and a religion. And Moses said unto Aaron and to Eleazar and to Amittai his son, uncover not your head, neither rend your clothes, lest you die. Do y'all see that? The God of Israel killed people all the time. He's not no all-loving God, all-merciful God, all-good God. He killed people all the time. No, he don't need Satan to kill nobody. He can do it himself. He sent his angel. He have an army in heaven that do that for him. He have his own army in heaven, his heavenly host, that take orders from him to slay people all the time. Y'all need to get that fairy tale stuff out your mind, because it don't exist. So he told Aaron and his sons, don't uncover your heads, Aaron. Don't uncover your heads. Let's go up to verse 10 of Leviticus 10:5. Leviticus 10:5 for law number 444. So they went near and carried them their coats. Matter of fact, let's go up, since we're teaching about the sanctuary. Let's go up to Leviticus 10:4. And Moses called Mashiel and Elzaphan, the sons of Uzziel, the uncle of Aaron, still in the Leviticus tribe. Aaron's uncle, he was a Levite, and said unto them, come near. Come near. You got to have a prophet. You got to have a Moses. Come near. Carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp, as Moses had said. What's going on up here? Let me go out, because I got to understand what's going on up here. Somebody have died. The God of Israel have just dropped somebody. Somebody he just killed. And Aaron and his sons had to carry them outside the camp, because the God of Israel killed them. Leviticus 10:1. Let's go up. And Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took either of them his sister, and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offer strange fire before Ahiah, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from Ahiah, and devoured them, and they died before Ahiah. You don't want to mess with the God of Israel. The incense are sacred. And they went up, Aaron's sons went up in the sanctuary behind the veil, trying to put a strange fire on the altar. A strange fire. A time that the God of Israel didn't tell them to light the incense. You can only light the incense before dawn in the morning, before the sun come up, before the sun go down, dust dark. Dust dark. After the sun go down, dust dark is when Aaron and his sons had to go in the sanctuary and light the incense and the oil lamps and burn the incense for the God of Israel. So they went in there doing some strange stuff that the God of Israel didn't tell them to do, and he killed them instantly. Instantly. That's why I tell y'all people, your altars are pagan. If they was of the God of Israel, he would have been killed, y'all people. Y'all don't understand that. And there went out fire from Ahiah and devoured them. He burnt them up with fire. He set the fire to burn them up instantly. Instantly. Y'all see all these fires in the earth? Who you think sending them? Who you think sending them? I don't care who. Y'all can say the government or whoever you want to say, but I say the God of Israel is behind what's going on up in this earth. And there went out fire from Ahiah and devoured them. and they died before higher. Leviticus 10:2. Leviticus 10:3. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that a higher spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me. And before all the people, I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Aaron, your sons are dead because they went against the God of Israel. Don't cry for them, man. Don't cry for them. Don't be angry with the God of Israel because he killed them. They already knew what they was doing was wrong. So Aaron held his, he didn't say nothing about what the God of Israel did. It say Hebrew number for held his peace is Hebrew number 1826, Leviticus 10 verse 3. To be dumb, by implication to be astonished, to stop also, to cease, hold peace, silence. He said, no, you know what, Moses, you right. You right, Moses. My sons didn't have no business going up in there starting a strange fire up on the altar of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Ahiah is his name. And Moses called, verse 4, Mishael and Esau, Elabon, the sons of Ezel, the uncle of Aaron, and said unto them, come near, carry your brethren from before the sanctuary out of the camp. So that Aaron was not allowed to touch a dead body. Aaron, up under the law, up under the covenant, a priest, a Levite is not allowed to touch a dead body. They're not allowed to go to no funerals. They're not allowed to do none of that. And y'all people have funerals up in your churches all the time. You touch dead bodies. You go to funerals and you say you the priest and you the men and the men of God. No, no, bro. No, bishop. No, you're not. So he had to call Aaron uncle because Aaron wasn't allowed to touch a dead body. And look what happened. They had to carry him out the sanctuary in the wilderness. So they went near and carried them in their coats out of the camp as Moses had said. Moses was always in charge. Wasn't no elders in charge. Wasn't no prince in charge. Wasn't no governors in charge. It was Moses, the prophet. Verse 6 of Leviticus 10. And Moses said unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his sons, uncover not your heads, neither rend your clothes, lest you die. Lest you die. You must have your head covered when you go to the sanctuary, when you go unto the veil, Aaron, when you go to the holiest of holies, you must have your head covered. And don't uncover your head and don't rend your clothes. Tear them, uncover. Leviticus 10:6, for law number 444. I'm still going, people. So he told, Moses told him and his sons, don't uncover your head lest you die. Hebrew number 6544 for uncover, to loosen, by implication, to expose, dismiss, figuratively, absorb, begin, avenge, uncover, naked, naked, bare. You cannot do nothing for the God of the Hebrew nation with a bare head, a bald head, with an uncovered head. You must have on your mitre. Y'all are not the men of the God of Israel. Number one, you black folks, you're not the Leviticus priesthood because you Judah or whoever you say you is, a Gentile. The God of Israel don't play people. And he said, uncover not your heads, neither rear your clothes, lest you die, and lest wrath come upon all the people. But let your brother, the whole house of Israel, bewail the burning which Ahiah have kindled. Next law. Law number 445. That a priest shall not enter the sanctuary with torn garments. Leviticus 10:6. I just read that. You can't go up in there with tore up clothes. You can't go up in there with no suits on. And no ties. And no, you know, all. You can't go up in there. You must have on linen with your head covered. Because that's what Aaron and wore, linen with their head covered. Mitre. Next law, law 446. That a priest shall not leave the courtyard of the sanctuary. Leviticus 10:7. Let's read that. I'm going to go down about three more laws, and then I'm going to read an article that I have about sacred objects of the children of Israel when they was in Jerusalem, in their own land. And you shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. For the anointing oil of Ahiah is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. So Moses told them, Aaron, sit down, you and your sons. Y'all are not allowed to go out and wash this body out here. We got to get these people up out of here. We got to take them outside the camp. You must not, Aaron, and his son, leave the sanctuary of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. No matter who you is. Aaron, his daddy, his mama, whoever, the God of Israel will kill you. You will die, Aaron, because the anointing oil of the God of Israel is on you. I anointed you with the oil. You can't go look at no dead body. You can't go look at your sons. Sit down in this tabernacle and wait for us to get back. Because the oil of Ahiah is upon you, or you will die, Aaron. So that oil that y'all pouring on people and all that stuff, it ain't nothing but grocery store oil with no power. It ain't nothing but grocery store oil with no power. And Ahiah is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses. Verse 8, and Ahiah spake unto Aaron, saying, do not drink wine nor strong drink, thy and thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest you die. See the stipulations to be a priest, to be a priest, to be a minister of the God of Israel. There is rules. There is guidelines. There is stipulations. Next law. Law number 447. Intoxicated person shall not enter the sanctuary nor give decisions in the matters of the law. When you drunk, so he told Aaron, don't drink no wine, Aaron. You and your sons, nor strong drink. So this proved to you people that that Aaron and the children of Israel drunk wine all the time. All the time. Nor strong drink. They drunk strong drink, liquor. They made their own liquor. They made their own wine. They didn't have to go to no grocery store and none of that stuff and buy nothing. They had their own everything. Do not drink wine and strong drinks, dying thy sons with thee. When? Only when, Aaron. It's okay to drink it when you're not in a tabernacle. It's okay to drink it when you're not in a sanctuary. It's okay to drink it when you are not going before me to minister before me in the priest's office. It's okay. And look what he said in Leviticus 10:9. Do not drink wine nor strong drink. Thine thy sons with thee when you go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statue forever throughout your generations. Throughout your generations. Yes. I'm reading you God's law versus the law of the land. 613 laws in the Bible. Let's take it all the way down to verse 11. This is a statute forever. Leviticus 10:10. And that you may put a difference between holy and unholy and between unclean and clean. And that you may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which Ahiah has spoken unto them by the hand of Moses. You're not allowed to drink, Aaron. Are you working for me? When you working for me, you are not allowed to drink. You are the priest. You are my minister forever. So that counsel all you leaders out. All you apostles and all you pastors and bishops and church people and deacons, that counsel you people out. All the way out. All the way out. Y'all better be careful now. This is what I'm being told to say to you. I hear something. I hear something from the God of Israel right now. Y'all better be careful now, bishops, pastors, apostles, prophets, elders, deacons, and all of y'all, evangelists. Y'all better be careful now. Because when my servant, this is what the God of Israel is saying now. When my servant get through laying down the 613 laws, establishing them in the earth. In the earth. Remember I told y'all yesterday, I wonder what's going to happen after I finish teaching the 613 laws. Well, he just told me that today. What's going to happen? Y'all better sit down, he said. Close all them churches down. Close all those churches, buildings, mega ministries. Close them down. And if you don't close them down, you're going to have to deal with me now. Because I am showing you right now what it is and who it is and who's supposed to be doing it, which is the Leviticus priesthood, Levites, Aaron, and not you, Judah, and not you, white man, and not you, Chinese man, and not you, pink, blue man. No, only the Levites can minister before me. Close all your ministries down because they are an abomination to me. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, my name is Ahiah. Now you listen to me. And if you don't, you will deal with me. Just like Aaron's son dealt with me when they put a strange fire on my altar. Your altars don't belong to me. Your churches don't belong to me. close them down if you want to live and not die. That's all I can say to you. That's all I can say. God of Israel has spoken today. If you want to live, people, bishops and all y'all leaders, close all your buildings down, because I hate your buildings. I hate your religions. I hate your doctrines. They are not of my covenant. If you want to live, if you want to breathe, close them. Thus said the God of Israel. My name is Ahayah. Whew, Father, thank you. Oh, God. Next, Lord, people. What a deep statement that he just made. Wow. Law number 448. I'm going to try to get through these 613 people. I'm going to try, but it's getting very, very heated up as I go. I'm saying some things that I never dreamed that I would say. And I'm only saying it because he's telling me to say it. He's speaking through me. To revive the sanctuary. Leviticus 19:30. Today this applies to synagogues. Leviticus 19:30. Let's get that. And after this one, I'm going to read my article. Leviticus 19:30, people. Thank you, God of Israel. All power, all glory, honor, and praise go to you, Father. You are the greatest. You are the greatest, and there's no one like you in this earth. Leviticus 19:30. Thank you. Thank you. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am Ahayah. I am Ahayah. Keep my Sabbaths. Sabbaths is my holy days. And every seventh day of the week is my Sabbath. You can't keep my holy days because you're not in Jerusalem. You're not in Jerusalem. You can't keep the Sabbath word of knowledge. Word of knowledge, I'm here. You can't keep the Sabbath because you're not in Jerusalem, number one. And number two, you don't have an offering and you don't have a priest that can give me my sacrifice that I required up under my covenant. For you, Israel, to bring me. You are in captivity for your wickedness and for your rebelliousness. I scattered you all over the earth. You can reverence my Sabbaths, thinking about them, knowing that I am the God of Israel, that created them and told you children of Israel to keep them. think about all the wickedness that your ancestors did to me when they was in Jerusalem, my land, my city. Think about it. Why are you in bondage? Why are you in slavery on this side of the earth under the Gentiles, your enemies? Think about what you have done wrong to me, your fathers, your ancestors. Reverence my sanctuary. You can't keep this law because you're not in Jerusalem. My sanctuary is Jerusalem, Zion. I am a high. You need the priest to keep the Sabbath. You need the priest to keep the holy day. You in captivity. You cannot keep it. But I closed your church down. Because I ain't never told you, Hebrews and Gentiles, to have no church service on this side of the earth or on a Sunday, the first day of the week. Close them down. I command you. Now, people, I'm going to mark that right there. We're going to read for you right now. The article that I have about the sacred objects that was in Jerusalem, and give you a little bit of history and a little bit of background about the children of Israel when they was in Jerusalem, when they had their temple, the rituals that they had to do. Let's go to the article right now. I have a little bit of time left. See? Yeah. The article, people. The article, the name of it is, the name of it is Ritual. It say Ancient Israel. This article is about Ancient Israel. Rituals, objects in Jerusalem and Jerusalem temple. Menorah, altar, incense, stand, showbread, table, and more. Let me show y'all the God of Israel. Equity and antiquity, the Jerusalem temple was the religious center of Jewish life. Jewish is Esau descendants in the earth. The religious centers of Jew life or Hebrew life, the primary activity of the temple was offering sacrifices. That's what it was all about. Giving the God of Israel a sacrifice. Not no tithes. Not no money. A sacrifice. The one that he requires. The one that he wants. Not what you want to give him. It don't work that way. A primary activity of the temple was to offer the offering. Temple was offering sacrifice animals, grains, wine, and more to God. Numerous sacrifices were offered up every day of the year, and a large staff of priests and Levites, headed by the high priest, ensured the smooth functioning of the divine service. Divine service, not what's going on in His Love Faith Church, Baptist Church, Apostolic Church, Pentecostal church, non-denomination church, none of that stuff. ICE church, GOE church, divine service, divine. There was, in fact, several Hebrew temples on the same site over the course of centuries. Originally, the Israelites had a portal temple. When they left Egypt, went into the wilderness, Moses had to build a tabernacle for the children of Israel. Originally, the Israelites had a portable temple called the Mishkan, or tabernacle, which traveled with them in the wilderness until they settled in the land of Israel about 1,000 years before the Common Era. King Solomon built the first permanent temple on Mount Moriah in Jerusalem. That's what this article is saying. This was destroyed by the Babylonians in 1586 BCE and rebuilt about 70 years later when the Jews were allowed to return from exile. So the Babylonians, they tore down the first temple that Solomon built, because Solomon was going off burning all kind of incense to his gods, Ceramuses and Ashtaroth and Chamus and Baal and Hamus and all those gods that he had. So the Babylonians, the God of Israel, sent the Babylonians in to tear down the temple that Solomon built and rebuilt about 70 years later when the Jews was allowed to return from exile. So they stayed in Babylon, ancient Babylon, which is Iraq, same place Abraham was born. Same place that Abraham was born. Same place that Abraham lived, him and his daddy. His daddy had all kind of gods because he was following Nimrod. Nimrod was the king of Babylon at the time Abraham was born in the earth. So ancient Babylon is Iraq today. They call it Iraq. So the Babylonians in 1586, and they rebuilt it about seven, they stayed there 70 years, the children of Israel. They stayed in Babylon 70 years. That's how they had broke the law. They had broke the Torah. And the God of Israel scattered them to a Babylonian empire. For 70 years, they had to stay in Babylon. How long have we been in slavery? How long have we been in captivity? How long? 400 years. 2019 was 400 years that we have been in slavery. Why? Because the Bible says we worse than our ancestors. That's why we've been here 400 years and they was only there 70 years. When the Jews were allowed to return from exile, the second temple remained on the site for more than 500 years. It was radically renovated by Herod the Great. Herod was a Roman. Alexandra the Great was a Roman. They all was Romans. Esau's children. Esau bought another race of people in the earth different from Jacob. Go to the book of Genesis. He told Rebecca, the mama, two nations will be in your womb and will be separated from your bowels. One will be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger. So Esau brought forth all the European people that you see in this earth today. Their daddy is Esau, our big brother, Jacob's big brother. So Herod the Great was an Edomite. And about 20 BCE, he was finally destroyed in 70 CE by the Romans. The temple was large complexes. At the center was the Holy of Holies, a sacred room only entered in by the high priest on Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. Only Aaron, the high priest, the Levites, was the only one could go into the temple, the Holy of Holies, behind the veil. Beyond it was a series of courtyards arranged consistently in order of decreasing sanctity. The early version of the second temple had fewer of these than the renovated version of the second temple. So the second temple was nothing like the first one that Solomon built. It was nothing like the one Solomon built. Because guess what? When the Babylonians went up in there, they destroyed the first temple, the one that Solomon built, and they took all the artifacts. They took all the treasures. They took all the gold. They took all the silver. They took all the stuff up out of the temple, and they tore the temple down. So when the children of Israel left Babylon, ancient Babylon, where Abraham was born, where Nimrod was the king, they had all the artifacts and the treasures of the children of Israel. So they, when they sent them back, when the God of Israel sent them back to Jerusalem after the exile, after they was in Babylon 70 years, they still kept a lot of the stuff that they took out of the first temple. So the second temple was nothing like the first one. The second temple designed by Herod. Herod. Okay? There was also rooms for many kinds of activities throughout the temple complex. The articles list some of the best known rituals, items in the temple. That's what we read in today. God's law versus the law of the land. All 613 laws in the Bible, the sanctuary. Audio number 20. We are reading today in our teaching, the temple, the sanctuary, and sacred objects. So I'm going to name a lot of the sacred objects through this article that was in the temple when the children of Israel lived in their own land, the one that King Solomon built, and he defiled him and all his wives. The Ark of the Covenant was in the first temple. The Ark of the Covenant was in the wilderness with the children of Israel when they left Egypt. Ark of the Covenant, inside the Holy of Holies, was the sacred Ark of the Covenant. A large box, which according to legend, housed the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments was in the Ark of the Covenant, and possibly also a scroll of the Torah. Yes, according to the Hebrew Bible, it was to be used two point five by one point five cubits, or about 45 inches long and 27 inches square on the end. Exodus 25:10, if you want to read about that. It was supposed to be gilded all in gold. The Ark of the Covenant was made in gold, people. That's how wealthy the God of Israel is. He don't need no money. He don't need your money. He don't need nothing that you got. All the God of Israel want from us is for us to keep his law and do what he told us to do. Hebrews, that's all he wants. He don't want no seed. He don't want no tithes. He don't want none of that. He only want what he said, told Moses that he want. He want his wine. He want his grain. He want his fruit trees. He want his olives. He want his corn. He want his cattle. He want his goats. That's all he want, what he told you he want. So the Ark of the Covenant was in gold and having four rings around it, sacred to the size of two poles, could be threaded through and used to carry it. Only the priests could touch it, the Levites, the Haitians in the earth today. Only the priests could touch the Ark of the Covenant. That's why I tell y'all people, y'all don't know who them people is up under that bridge. Y'all look at them like they little pole, little dried up people that ain't got nothing. The Haitians, they call them. Y'all don't know who them people really is. They are the children of the ancestors. They are the children of Aaron and his sons. You better be careful messing with the priests. You better be careful messing with Levi. Because the God of Israel is calling a remnant up out of them. He's calling a remnant up out of all the tribes, all 12 tribes. He's calling a remnant to be saved out of the new world order. No, they won't be killing all of us up in the new world order. They won't be killing all the children of Israel. I guarantee you that. Prophecies in the Bible say we're going back to Jerusalem. We're going back to Jerusalem to establish the Leviticus priesthood, to establish what the God of Israel told Moses 8,000 years ago. We're going back to establish all of that. The remnant only. So look what it says. The lid of the ark was called the top of the ark. All of it was made in pure gold, people. Pure gold, kept for Purah in the Hebrew, or mercy seat. And it was guarded by two golden cherubims perched on top of it. I've been told, I don't know how true it is, that they said the two cherubims. That's what somebody told me, some man. I really can't, I'm not really going to even say that because I don't like to throw things out there that I can't prove. I don't like to say nothing that I can't prove, people. So I'm going to leave that alone. According to tradition, the ark contained two sets of Ten Commandments. The ark had the Ten Commandments in it, the original set that Moses threw at the golden calf and broke in pieces. And the second set, he retrieved after that incident. The ark was sometimes carried in front of the Hebrew, in front of the Israelite army. So when the children of Israel went out to fight any other nation, they always put the ark in front of them. A lot of times they put the ark in front of whatever the God of Israel told them to do. That's why they have to have a prophet, because he only speak to his prophet. He ain't going to speak to no priest. He speak to the priest, but he's going to tell Moses, the prophet, what to tell the priest. And then when the priest get in the holies of holies, he just carry out his job, what he's supposed to do. He only talked to the prophet. Aaron himself was a prophet. So, yes, he heard the God of Israel because he was a prophet. The ark was sometimes carried in front of the Israelite army. Yes, Our ancestors was an army. They took down a lot of empires. They took down a lot of nations, looted, spoiled them, all kind of gold, all kind of treasures, all kind of riches, all kind of wealth. When they took down empires, the God of Israel blessed them with plenty. They had their own army. They ain't no weak people, my ancestors. They not no weak people, man. These people fought. The God of Israel have a great army on earth and in heaven. What y'all think? Oh, he's all love. Oh, yeah. He ain't going to hurt nobody. Oh, let them slap me on the face. And I just turn the other cheek and let them knock me on the other side. Are you people nuts? The God of Israel didn't put that in the Bible. That's an injection. Why do he need an army if he tell you somebody to slap you and you turn your face and let them slap you on the other side? What do he need an army for? To fight for them? Madness, people. Y'all people don't understand who y'all talk, who you are, who I'm teaching about. And it was from a time captured by the Philistines, according to the Talmud. I don't deal with no Talmud. Forget that stuff. I don't believe in no Talmud and none of that madness. Okay, the parter check. It was the curtain in English. And the tabernacle in the early version of the temple, a special curtain separated the holies of holies from the rest of the temple complex. In many modern synagogues, the ark has a curtain hidden the Torah scrolls from view. No. I ain't going with that Talmud stuff. I ain't going with them Jewish people doing. Them rabbis. Romans. I ain't going into that. White people. You see how white they is, right? With all kind of long, big beards and all that stuff. Rabbi, Esau kid. No. No. Gentiles, you can't do nothing for the God of Israel. Not in the holies of holies and no other holy, no other way. So Mitzvah Beach, altar. Mitzvah Beach is called altar in the Hebrew. In English, it's altar. In the Hebrew, Mitzvah Beach. The temple sanctuary had a large altar for sacrifice. It was tall and square shaped with a flat top and four horns. On the corners and a ramp on the south side leading up to the top, the top had a fire for burning sacrifice, and blood was often applied to different parts of the altar depending on the type of sacrifice offered. This is where Aaron, the priest, and his sons, they had to deal with the sacrifice of the God, the Mitzvah Beach. The God of Israel, the altar. One, none of these altars y'all got set up, people. None of them altars y'all got set up. The God of Israel want to, oh my God, people. He already told y'all what to do. Close them down. Menorah in the Hebrew, this seven-branched candelabra stood outside the holies of holies and was kept lit day and night. It is for this reason that synagogues today, I ain't going into no Hanukkah and all that stuff, dealing with that Jewish rabbi stuff that they teach. Incense stand, showbread, yeah, all of that we know. Yes. Mikvah was a ritual bath where Aaron had to wash his feet and they had to wash their hands and all of that before they go into the holies of holies. So I wanted to read that article just to show you some of the sacred objects of the original temple that Solomon built. So let's pick it up right now at Joshua. I'm going in the scriptures now. Joshua's 24 verse 6. Let's see how much time we have, people. Yes. What I'm going to do, I'm going to pick it back up at the 613 laws. I think I'm going to take it all the way down to... I'm going to try to finish these. I got a little bit of time. And then I can read you in the overtime. I can do the scriptures. That went law number 448. To reverence the sanctuary, today this applies to the synagogue. Law number 449, that when the ark is carried, it should be carried on the shoulder. Number 79, yes, you got Aaron had to carry the ark on his shoulders, him and his sons. Law number 450, to observe the second Passover. Numbers 9:11. If you want to read that, go to that. The children of Israel had to observe the second Passover. Let's get that. Numbers 9:11, people. Numbers 9:11. Numbers 9:11. Yeah. The 14th day of the second month at evening, they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. On the 14th day of the second month, okay, at evening, they should eat it with bitter herbs at evening. Again, we in captivity. We cannot keep no holy days. We in captivity. We don't have the sacred objects that the God of Israel require. We don't have the sacrifice that the God of Israel require for us to keep the holy days. For us to keep the holy days. Next law. Next law. Law 451. To eat the flesh of the Passover lamb on it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Numbers 9:11. I just read that. You got to eat the lamb. You got to have the priest. You can't go by the lamb in no grocery store. The children of Israel had their own lamb. It had to be without blemish. All the lambs in the grocery store, all the meat in the grocery store have blemishes. Cannot keep the holy days because you don't have the priest and you don't have the food that the God of Israel required for you to keep it. Law number 452, not to leave any flesh of the Paschal lamb brought on the second Passover until the morning. Numbers 9:12. Let's get that. Talking about the holy days. Holy days, not holidays. Holy days that the children of Israel had to keep. And if they didn't keep them, the God of Israel would kill them. He would kill them. And they shall leave none of it until the morning, nor break any bone of it. All that stuff them Hebrew Israelites called themselves GOCC and all them, keeping the holy days and Passover and all that, they got broken bones that they don't went to the grocery store and bought cut up lambs and all of that and put it on their pagan barbecue grills and all of that. And call themselves keeping the holy day. Y'all people better sit down. For the God of Israel start dropping y'all. That's another warning. For the God of Israel start dropping y'all people. Because he hate all your holy days. Because they all pagan and polluted. He said you can't break a bone. You got to give him the whole lamb. And it must be in Jerusalem. It must be in Jerusalem. Law number 454. to sound the trumpet of the offering of sacrifice in the times of trouble. Numbers 10, 9 and 10. I read that. Law number 455, to watch over the evidences continually. Numbers 18, 2. Let's get that. Numbers 18, 2. Keep going, people, because I want to go into some scriptures now. Numbers 18, 2. And the brother also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of thy father, bring thou with thee, that thou may be joined unto thee and minister unto thee. But thou and thy sons with thee shall minister before the tabernacle of witness. It can only be the Levite that minister. It cannot be no one else that minister to the God of Israel, the real God. It must be a Levite and no one else. That's why he told y'all people today, close all your churches down, or I'm going to come and deal with you leaders. That's what he said. Close them down. You can't have no church. You got to go back to Jerusalem and meet the God of Israel. You got to go back to Zion, the holy mountain, to meet the God of Israel and give him a sacrifice, a righteous sacrifice. All this paganism y'all people doing. All this paganism. Law number 456, not to allow the sanctuary to remain on watch. Numbers 8:5. Let's 18:5. Numbers 18:5. Not to allow the sanctuary not to be on watch. And you shall keep the charge of the sanctuary. Sacred place. Sacred place. The children of Israel could not bring anything in the sanctuary that they wanted to bring. They couldn't bring no TVs. They couldn't bring no football games and basketball games and Christmas shows. And all of that stuff y'all people are doing is going to get y'all people hurt with the God of Israel. His name is Ahiah. He already said, close them down. And that's what he means. Now, if I'm a lying prophet, if I am a lying prophet and the God of Israel did not speak to me today to tell you that, then let's see what happens. Keep on. Keep on with your paganism. He already told you he's going to deal with y'all. Now you think you bigger than the God that put you here. Let's see. Let's see, T.D. Jakes, your millions of dollars don't mean nothing to the God of Israel. He'll snatch you up off this earth, man, and throw you in the pit of hell. Y'all don't know this God. Law number 457. That an offering shall be brought by one who has in error committed a trespass of a sacred thing, a robbed or lame, commonly with a bondmaid, bond trial to a man of the rib that was deposited with him, swore falsely to support a denial. Leviticus 5:15-19. Read it. Law number 458. Not to destroy anything of the sanctuary or the synagogue or the houses of study, nor erase the holy names of God, nor name sacred scriptures. Okay, this some Jewish stuff right here. They going off. Some rabbi stuff here. They going off. The sacred names of God. Sacred names? He only got one name. I'm not even going in that. They going off right there. Deuteronomy 12, 2 and 4. Let me see what it say. Deuteronomy 12, verse 2 and 4. The way they worded that was not right. Deuteronomy You shall, excuse me, you shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you shall possess serve their gods, upon the high mountains and upon the hills and on the every green tree. And you shall overthrow their altars and break down their pillars and burn their groves with fire. And you shall hand down their graven images of their gods and destroy the names of them out of that place. So, yeah, what they are saying here, the way they worded it, they said that the children of Israel must destroy all the gods of the Canaanites when they get to Canaan and all the names of their God. See, that's who got a lot of names. All them images and all them statues and all them groves and all that stuff that the children of Israel set up, they gave them all kind of names. See, the God of Israel, he only got one name. All your gods that you people are so many names. And with that, people, we're going to stop right there. Law 458, we're going to pick it up Tuesday at law number 459, sacrifice and offerings. Sacrifice and offerings. That's what we will be teaching about Tuesday. I'm going to go into the scriptures now to further prove what I am saying. Let's go to the book of Joshua. Joshua 24:26. Joshua 24:26. The law of the land have the seed, y'all people, man. Joshua 24:26. Let's see if I'm a lying prophet. That's what y'all think anyway. The children of Israel thought Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Elijah, and all the rest of them was John the Baptist, was a lying prophet. But look what happened to them. Everything that they told them, the God of Israel did exactly what he told them he was going to do. And Joshua wrote these words in the book of the law of God, and took a great stone and set it up there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of Ahia. Joshua took over the charge after Moses. After Moses, he led the children of Israel to Canaan, promised land. And he took the book of the law and the words in the book of the law of God and took a great stone and set it there under an oak that was by the sanctuary of Ahia. So when they was in the wilderness, Joshua took the stone. Where the tabernacle was, He took a great stone and set it there under an oak, a memorial to the God of Israel, that the tabernacle, that the ancient tabernacle, the one was in the wilderness, was right, the sanctuary was right there where he put that stone under the oak tree until this day. Next scripture. Precept for sanctuary. Exodus 24:4. Let's get that. Precept for the word sanctuary and Joshua 24:26. Exodus. We getting there, people. Five more Bible verses and I'm finished. Exodus 24:4, people. Let's get it. Come on. Exodus 24:4. No, COVID ain't going nowhere. As long as y'all people continue in your madness and your filthiness and your abominations and your idolatry and your paganism, COVID-19, they call it, is not going to leave this earth. I told y'all that 2 years ago. I'm telling you that right now again. Because the God of Israel told me to tell you that again. so they can do whatever they want to do. I'm in charge. I am in charge, not your government. Not your government. I am a higher. Exodus 24:4. And guess what? Your governments know that I'm in charge. And that's why they try to hurry up, ramp everything up, ramp it up. We got to move. Because we know he's coming back to judge the earth. We can't stop him because he all power. They know what he did to Pharaoh back in ancient times. They know. I don't think them governments don't know the God of Israel, how he took Pharaoh and anybody else down that got in his way. So they want to wrap it up. Come on. We got to get them, man. We got to get the children of Israel. Exodus 24:4, people. Yeah, y'all going to get a whole lot of them. But you won't get my remnant. Y'all going to get a whole lot of the children of Israel. But you won't get my remnant. Exodus 24:4. And Moses wrote all the words of Ahiah. And rose up early in the morning and built an altar. Moses built an altar. The prophet of the God of Israel built an altar under the hill. And 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. You want to know, Bishop Jake, how altar supposed to be built for the God of Israel? His name is Ahiah. You want to know, 12 stones or 12 pillars that represent the 12 tribes of Israel in the earth. They are alive. You want to know, Juanita Bonnie, how to build the God of all gods, the God of the Hebrew nation, a altar. 12 stones, 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Moses built it right up under the holy mountain when they was in the wilderness. They had a altar. That's the one Aaron used to go do the sacrifice on. That's the one Aaron used to, priest, used to go burn the goats and the rams and the lambs. The one he did the sacrifice on. The one that was made with the 12 stones that represent the 12 tribes. That's the only altar the God of Israel will ever want, and that's the only altar he will ever have. It must represent Israel in the earth. Those are his people. And can't nobody take their place because he don't want no other people. He don't want no Gentiles. He don't want no other people. He wants Israel. That's who he chose, and that's who he loves, and that's who he desires. And that's who he wants. And that's who he's going to have up in the new kingdom. And the 12 pearly gates represent the 12 tribes of Israel. Each tribe will live in a gate. Each tribe will live in a gate to serve their God. You want to know the truth, Bishop? I tell you the truth. Now you come on with what you talking about. Somebody Gentile gonna take Israel's place. Y'all people gotta be crazy. What scripture is that? You don't have one. Next precept. And I'm getting there, people. I'm almost done. I want to read Revelation in my closing out today. I want to read the 12 gates of the children of Israel. Issachar would be there. Mexicans. Y'all think them some little, yeah, they broke poor people now because they in slavery. The government ruling over them and all that. Gentiles. But you don't know who Issachar is. You don't know these people, man. Deuteronomy 31. The only reason you people can take down Issachar and Haiti and all the tribes and Cubans, which is Manasseh, and Ephraim, which is the Puerto Ricans and Judah. The only reason y'all people, the government can take us down because we don't know who we are in the earth and we don't know who our God is. That's the only reason. And that is the only way that they can defeat us. There's no other way. And they know that. So that's why they had to come with a different doctrine, a different religion, a different people, a different God, a different this, a different that, a different law. They broke now. They broke now. But when he pull them out the new world order, they're going to be some wealthy people all over again. Twelve pillars. 12. It say 12 pillars. Exodus 24:4, Hebrew number 46:76. Something stationed. This is how he built the altar. 12 pillars. Something stationed. That is a column or memorial stone. It was a memorial to the God of Israel for his 12 tribes. This is how they gave him the sacrifice when they was in the wilderness. Deuteronomy 31:24, people. And I'm getting ready to leave in a minute. Deuteronomy 31:24. Another precept. Another precept. 31:24, Deuteronomy. And it came to pass, when Moses had made an end of writing the words of the law in a book until they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites. Moses commanded the Levites. Judah was there, the elders. He did not command them to do nothing but what the God of Israel told them to do. Judah was the elders. They wasn't the priests. They can't be the priests. They cannot minister to the God of Israel at all. And Moses commanded the Levites, the priests, which bear the ark of the covenant of Ahiah, said, Deuteronomy 31:26. Take this book of the law and put it in the side of the ark of the covenant of Ahiah your God, that it may be there for a witness against you, Israel. That is your witness, Hebrews, Gentiles. You got a witness against you, against your paganism, that you doing in the earth, the book of the law. It's the book that the God of Israel will open. Will open when we stand before him at the throne, the judgment throne. He's going to open the book of the law. He's going to open the book of good deeds. He's going to open the book of bad deeds. And he's going to open the book of life. And he's going to see if your name is there. He's going to say, Sarah, come here to me. Your name is here in the book of life. But you did this. You did that good. You did this good. You did that good. I'm just giving you what I'm getting right now in my spirit from the Holy Spirit. You did this. You didn't do this. You didn't do that. You didn't do that. And you didn't do that. Let me open up the law, the book of the law, the covenant. I told you not to do that. See, this is how he's going to judge us, people. It ain't all that fairy tale stuff y'all thinking in your mind. I told you not to do this. I told you not to do that. I told you not to do this. I told you not to do this. Why did you do it? Why did you do it? Why did you not do what I told you to do? See, people, that's why Moses said right here, Deuteronomy 31:26, that it would be a witness against the children of Israel, the covenant. Put it in the ark. Put it in the ark. We will have the ark there. He's going to take the book out the ark, the book of the covenant, and it will be a witness against thee, a witness to all your madness and all your paganism and all your idolatry and all your lies and all your false gods and all the stuff that he told you not to do. It is a witness against you, Hebrews. I don't know how he's going to deal with the Gentiles. However he deal with them, he deal with them. But I'm talking about Israel right now. Next precept, Joshua chapter 4, verse 3-9. Didn't no man teach me that. What I just said to you was prophetic. Prophetic. Didn't no man teach me that. Didn't no man tell me that. I just heard that in my spirit, not in my ear, but in my spirit. It's a difference. Joshua 4:3-9. I have to write something out. Give me a minute. I have to write something. Joshua 4:3-9. And after that, I'm going to go to the New Testament. I want to read a couple of scriptures about the temple. Joshua 4:3-9. We're teaching you about the sanctuary, the temple, and sacred things of the Hebrew nation. Joshua 4:3-9. And command ye them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priests feet stood firm, 12 stones, and you shall carry them over with you and lead them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men. 12 again represent the 12 tribes of Israel. He called 12 priests. 12 priest whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe. No, they wasn't priests. They wasn't priests. They was 12 men. There was 12 men that Joshua had prepared out of the children of Israel, out of every tribe. Judah, Benjamin, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Manasseh, Naphtali, Gad, Reuben. Should I go on? Each one, he called one man out of each tribe to represent the 12 tribes of Israel. And you shall carry them over 12 stones. And command ye them, saying, take from hence out of the midst of the Jordan, out of the place where the priests, Aaron, the Levites, stood firm. No, I wasn't Aaron. I don't know if Aaron was still there. I doubt. I think he died in the wilderness. But it was one of his sons. Where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones. See that, people? Represent the 12 tribes of Israel. The priests will always minister for the children of Israel. And you should carry them over with you. Lead them in a lodging place where you should lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel out of every tribe. 12 stones, Moses built the altar. 12 stones they had to carry out of the Jordan River over to the place on the other side before they got to Canaan. 12, people. It's all about 12. It's all about the 12 tribes. It ain't about you Gentiles. The Bible is not about you Gentiles. Let me say it loud and clear again. The Bible is not about you Gentiles. Next verse, Joshua 4:20-24, same chapter, go down to verse 20-24. Look what it says in Joshua 4:20. And those 12 stones which they took out of the Jordan did Joshua pitch in Gilgal, a place in Palestine. Palestine is Jerusalem. So they crossed over the Jordan River, crossed over, getting ready to enter into the promised land that the God of Israel promised them. It is in Palestine. It is in Palestine, up in a mountain somewhere. Don't nobody know where it is, but he will lead the children of Israel back that way in these last and final days. We going home, Hebrews. We are going home back to our God. I can't wait to get there. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, when your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean these stones? So he told them, you know what? Your children are going to ask you, why did you bring the 12 stones all the way over here and put them over here? Look what Joshua said. Joshua 4:22. And you shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land, for higher your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until you was passed over, as a higher your God did to the Red Sea. But see, you Gentiles want to be Israel, the new Israel, and they dead. They dead. No, they're not dead, people. And they on the rise. And guess what? We coming up. We are coming up, the remnant. We coming up. We coming up. Pharaoh, you just got to move up out of our way. Because we coming up with our God behind us and his heavenly host, his army. So I'm in overtime now. You're supposed to be telling the children of Israel You're supposed to be telling your children about the God of Israel. That's what you're supposed to be teaching your child. Bishop, pastor, apostle. That's what you're supposed to be teaching your children about the children of Israel, about what happened to them. You cannot be Israel because you're a Gentile. Israel is not a Gentile. They're Hebrews. You'll never be Israel because you are a Gentile, people. So you've been teaching your children lies across the pulpit. You've been teaching everybody in your church lies across the pulpit. And that's why the God of Israel told you today, you better close them down. And if you don't, you're going to have to deal with me. Because he don't want to hear no more lies. He done let you people do all that y'all gonna do now. Ain't no more lying. Ain't no more telling Mother Joe now that they gotta give you $1,000, T.D. Jakes. Ain't no more of that. Benny Hinn putting oil on people and got the people thinking that he got some power. Bewitched. Got them bewitched thinking he got power. Man ain't got no power, man. It's all a game. It's all a game to get wealth. Next Bible verse. I'm in overtime. Let's go to Psalms now. I got about three or four more and I'm finished. Psalms 74 verse 7. Psalm 74, verse 7. I'm going to read Revelation before I leave here today, just to close it out about the sanctuary. I'm going to show you the sanctuary for the new kingdom. How beautiful it's going to be for the children of Israel. Woo! My God. Thank you, Father. How beautiful it will be standing on top of the holy hill of Zion. Psalm 74, verse 7. You lying hypocrite prophets, preachers, and leaders. Got little Betty Sue now believing that madness that you putting across your pulpit every Sunday and every Wednesday night Bible class. 74:7. Psalms. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling place of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. Who is his sanctuary? The 12 tribes. That's his sanctuary in the earth. Because our sanctuary got towed out. And they shall cast fire into thy sanctuary. The Babylonians, they burnt down the original sanctuary. The Greeks, the Romans, they burnt down the original sanctuary. They shall cast fire into the sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down a dwelling place, Jerusalem, of thy name, to the ground. There's only one place that the God of Israel ever will put his name, and that's in Jerusalem. They said in their heart, who is they? The Gentiles, the ones that took down our sanctuary, the one that put us in captivity, the one that put us in slavery, the ones that's got us in slavery right now on this side of the earth. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. And that's why the New World Order is coming, people. Let us destroy Israel together. Let's become confederate. Come on, Mexico president, mayor, governor, all y'all. Let's go together. That's what they said in their heart when the Spaniards came over here. I'm not in Mexico. When the Spaniards came to Mexico and to the Caribbean, Guatemala and all, they said in their heart, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. They took all the gold and the silver and the Hebrew scrolls. The Hebrew scrolls. They took our records. They took everything from us in Jerusalem and burned our synagogue, our temple, our sanctuary, burned it to the ground. They wanted to keep, and what they didn't want to keep, they destroyed. Next, let's go to Psalm 74:9. We see not our signs that are no more any prophet, neither is there among us any that know how long. We ain't got no more prophets now. You got lying prophets, Ain't no more prophets. Your religions like GOCC and all of teach that there's no more prophets. We don't have no more signs because we don't have a prophet to tell us what is going on in this earth. We only got bishops, pastors, Gentiles, not the children of Israel. They the prophets. The children of Israel are the prophets. We the children of the prophets. So that make us prophets. Father Abraham was a prophet. Jacob was a prophet. Isaac, they all prophets. Noah, prophet. Enoch, prophet. Psalm 78:69. After that, I have two more in the New Testament, three more, because I'm going to read Revelation. Psalm 78:69. Thank you, God of Israel. You're a great God, Father. I love you so very much. Psalm 78:69. I give you my whole entire life. What's left of it. Psalm 78:69. And he built his sanctuary. Let's go to 78:68. But chose the tribe of Judah, the Mount Zion, which he loved. What do the God of Israel? He loved the tribe of Judah. Judah is the king tribe. The Negroes all across the world. Judah is everywhere. They the only tribe that I know that scattered all over everywhere in every country. Judah. They in Brazil. They in Belize. They in Mexico. They in South America, Ecuador. They in Panama. Australia. Greece, Rome, Judah is all across the world. He loved Judah. Judah is the tribe of David. David come from the tribe of Judah. The Son of God come from the tribe of Judah. And Mount Zion, which he loved. He loved Mount Zion. He don't love over here on this side of the earth, people. He don't love over here. It says Zion. Hebrews 6:7-6. A mountain of Jerusalem. Zion. Permanent capital. Permanent. I'm reading Psalm 78:68. Mount Zion, he loves. It's a mountain of Jerusalem, permanent capital of Jerusalem. It's a mountain. Where you see them Israelis and all that stuff over there going on, that's not Mount Zion. He loved Mount Zion, preserving it to the remnant, get back to him. He's going to lead us. He's going to guide us back to Mount Zion. We ain't got to catch no plane. We ain't got to ride no horse. The God of Israel will open up the sea, open up the ground, open up whatever he got to open up so we can make it back to our holy mountain, Jerusalem. Psalm 78:69. And he built his sanctuary. Where did he build his sanctuary? In Mount Zion. The tabernacle was in Mount Zion. The new kingdom will be in Mount Zion. The holy city gonna come down. And he built his sanctuary like high places, like the earth, which he have established forever. You will never have a sanctuary for the Hebrew God on this side of the earth. Never. It's established forever that Mount Zion is the place he loves. Not none of your pagan temples. They all belong to Satan and the government. Next Bible verse, Luke 22. Let's go to the New Testament now and see what was going up in the temple when the Son of God, Yeshua, walked the earth. Luke 22. Luke 22. Luke 22, verse 52 to 53. Yes, I've been doing a lot of teaching, people. I came Tuesday. I came last night. And I'm back here again today. But it's okay. I'm serving the God of Israel. He deserved my whole life. He deserved everything I got, everything I can give, and everything I can do for him. I want to work as hard as I work. I want to work harder for him than when I work for the devil. When I was out there serving Satan like a soldier, that didn't get no rest, that didn't get no sleep, was on my job, was on my post 24/7. I want to serve the God of Israel better than that. Because he is a higher. I am. Luke 22, 52 verse. Talking about the sanctuary in the temple and sacred items of the children of Israel. This how they treated the Son of God. Came on the scene. The Romans was in charge of the temple. And 70 AD is when they tore it down, killed all the disciples, killed the Son of God. It wasn't the God of Israel temple. When the Son of God was born in this earth, that was not the God of Israel temple over there in Jerusalem. It was being ran by Romans. They built it. King Herod built the temple. Don't y'all remember when they caught the Son of God and they took him to the judgment hall and before Pilate and Herod and all of them? That was not the temple of Ahiah. Because they wanted to kill his son. They hated him. They hate, just like you people hate the real God, and you got a new Savior named Jesus. Luke 22:51. And Yeshua, that's his name, my Savior in the Hebrew. Not known Jesus, which is a Greek God named Zeus. And Yeshua answered and said, suffer ye thus far, and ye trouble, and he touched his ear and healed him. Let me go up a little bit here. And I'm getting ready to leave. This is when they caught the Son of God. And one of them smote the servant of the high priest and cut off the right ear. This Peter, he cut the ear off of the man. And Yeshua answered and said, suffer ye thus far. And he touched his right ear and healed him. He showed them all the way till they took him to crucify him that he was the Son of God and that he had power. He healed the man's ear that Peter cut off. Peter cut off his right ear, and the Son of God touched his ear and healed him. Then Yeshua said unto the chief priests and the captains of the temple. See, he was not, that was not the temple of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. That was a Gentile temple. That's what it was. They wanted to kill the Son of God and the disciples, and that's what they did. They killed all the Hebrews. Because the son, Yeshua said unto the chief priests and captains of the temple and the elders, they was right along with them. Right along. They had their own priests. Probably your Gentile priests like they got today in all these pagan temples called churches and ministries. They had their own priests. They had their own elders. The temple of the elders, and were come to him. Be you come out as against a thief with swords and staffs. Luke 22:53. When I was daily with you in the temple, he said, ye stretched forth no hand against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. This is your hour, Gentile, he told, and the power of darkness, your God Satan. Your God Satan. Now, see, their God, Satan, the one that's over the New World Order and the beast system, they ready to do it all over again. Just like they did in ancient times. They killed all the Hebrews, the disciples. All of them. Next verse. John 7:28. I have one more after that, and I'm finished. John 7:28, people. John 7:28. I'm about to leave. Then cried Yeshua in the temple. He cried in the temple. Because the Gentiles was in control of Jerusalem. He cried in the temple. As he taught, saying, you both know me and you know which I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom you know not. What did I tell y'all? I'm reading John 7:28. Y'all people, you leaders, do not know his father, and you don't even know him. And that's why he got a different name. His father got a different name. You don't know the one that sent me, because you do not know him. Whom you know not. But I know him. For I am from him. And he have sent me. Talking about Ahiah, the God of the Hebrew nation. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him because his hour was not yet come. They wanted to kill him from the very day that he walked in the temple, the pagan temple. The pagan temple. Just like you people got pagan temples all over the earth for all your gods and all your doctrine and all your religion. Let me get revelation to show you the new kingdom that the remnant, the 10% of the children of Israel will live as, serving their God in their Savior, Yeshua, my Savior in the Hebrew. Revelation 21. Last one, and I'm leaving, people. The new heaven and the new earth. And I saw a new, Revelation 21:1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adored for her husband. Could you give me a... Hey, bro, could you fill up the container so I can feed them? And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man, sanctuary. And you shall dwell with them, and they shall be his people. Talking about the remnant. And God shall wipe away, and God shall be with them and be their God. The New Jerusalem. And there came, Revelation 21:9, and there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. That's what it say here. But in the Torah, it say that the children of Israel, they are God of the Hebrews' wife. They are his wife. In the Torah, up out of the covenant, it say Israel belong to him, the father. They are his wife. He married to them. Right here in Revelation, they got the Lamb's wife. I don't know nothing about that. I cannot say that that is true because the Torah don't teach that. The Torah don't teach that. Yes, he are the children of Israel's Savior. It don't say nothing about in the Torah that they are his wife and they are his bride. They are married to the Father. They are married to his Father, not to him. Up under the law, people. I believe it's another injection. And he carried me away in the spirit of a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, that holy Jerusalem, descending out of the heaven from God. He carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain. I just read to you that Mount Zion is where he loves. Mount Zion is where his sanctuary is. So that's what John seen. John seen Mount Zion and the New Jerusalem, having the glory of God, having lights like unto a stone, more precious like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And I'm going to stop right here. Revelation 21:12. It had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates. Go back to Revelation 7 and read who's going to live in them 12 gates. I don't have time to read it. You go back to Revelation 7 and see who's going to live in those 12 gates. He's going to seal 144,000 of the children of Israel to live in, and had a wall great and high, and have 12 gates, at the gates 12 angels. Like Moses built an altar with 12 stones, like Joshua when they got ready to cross over the Jordan to Canaan, he had to get the 12 stones out the Jordan River where the priests lay his feet. That's prophetic. That means the Levitical priesthood going to be set up again and established in the new kingdom. That's what that means. It's prophetic what happened in the Jordan with the stones at the priest's feet. I was just told that. I didn't know that before. I just heard that. And at the gates, 12 angels. Each gate have an angel there. Each tribe angel in front of their gate waiting for them, watching over them. Whatever they need, their angel will be there in the new kingdom. And the name written on, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. I don't have to say no more, people. I don't have to say anything else. Only the children of Israel, the Hebrew nation, will live in the New Jerusalem. You Gentiles are going to be in the outer court. The 12 gates will be for the 12 tribes of Israel. And with that, people, I'm going to talk to y'all Tuesday. I got to go now. They about to cut me off. God's law versus the law of the land. All 613 laws in the Bible, the sanctuary, audio 24. We will pick it up at audio 25 Tuesday. If a higher say, do it, daughter, I will be here. We're going to pick it up at law number 459, sacrifices and offerings. That's what we will be teaching about Tuesday. And with that, I'm going to say, Remnant, the God of Israel bless you. The God of Israel keep you. And the God of Israel, you. Have a good one, Remnant. Remnant, a higher bless you. Talk to y'all next week. Bye for now.